Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, it's Sam. Welcome back. Part three, Orlando. Part three, the story of what's been going on. So I arrived in Orlando, talked about the rental car, talked about the hotel, talked about dining next to an Alaskan Malamute, checking in next to a Great Dane and a Boston Terrier with a dog show. All right, let's get a little bit serious because I do have a serious side sometimes. Last week we got word, towards the beginning of last week, a few days before I left for Orlando, that our daughter, our miracle baby, Susan, born at 16 weeks on she was born at 24 weeks, 16 weeks early. She was born at 24 weeks, weighed 1 pound, August 17th, 2014. So we got word last week that she was going to have a tracheotomy. That's the next step. That I just got to give her a trach because we got to get the air into her lungs, expand her lungs, get oxygen down there, and she just can't. The passageway down the normal way you and I breathe through our mouth and nose, it wasn't working for our daughter. So they scheduled the trach for Friday. And, of course, guess where I am? You guessed it. Out of town. Again, happens every time. I literally have traveled very minimal, and I purposely travel minimal because of this reason. I spend time with my family. You know, I'm the guy. I drive my kids to school. Two of my daughters, I drive the fifth grade, eighth grade every single day, pick them up. Do everything, you know, Mr. Mom. In between, hit the gym, recording the show, creating products. That's the lifestyle, yeah, that I've created, and that's just what I want to do. So I don't want to miss events. That's why I quit my job. And so I couldn't back out of Orlando for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's a commitment, okay? And some people may say, well, geez, Sam, isn't your family? I get it, okay? I get it. It's not like I already don't feel guilty enough. But when a promoter puts 500 people in a room, and they're banking on you being there, and you've only got 3 days' notice, you just don't back out. Secondly, the day of the trach on Friday, that's probably the least amount that I'm needed in this whole process. Before, after, all of that, Susan certainly isn't going to know if I'm there or not. And my wife, Angela, is very strong, and we work. This isn't the first time that we've had to be separated through a circumstance. I can't think of anything necessarily this serious, but still, you know, very strong people. We're a very high-functioning family, you know. So Ange was fine. And look, had Angela said, look, yeah, I need you here, then I would have absolutely stayed behind. She didn't. She was like, go. Just go. I'll text you. I'll keep you posted. I'd rather be alone praying anyway with Susan, and that's fine. We do very well like that. So to each their own. Some people need that support with them. Some people need somebody holding their hand or praying with them or crying with them or whatever they got to do with them to help them get through a day like that when your daughter's having a tracheotomy. But Angela, she's very spiritual. She has conversations with God all the time, and she was very perfect. And had I even got the sense that she wasn't going to be okay, I would have stayed behind. So anyway, I was in Orlando Friday morning. I was speaking around 11:30 in the morning, and our daughter was going in for a tracheotomy around 12:30, and it's nerve-wracking, man. The week before that, if you recall, if you listen to the show regularly, I was in Palm Springs, and my daughter had to be re-intubated, which means back on a ventilator with a tube that's wired down her, you know, throat, through her lungs, and to her lungs, rather, to get air down there. So and that happened unexpectedly. We didn't know that was going to happen, and I was in Palm Springs getting ready to hit the stage on the having a conversation 20 minutes before I spoke with a doctor on the phone before I spoke about this whole why we're putting Susan back on the vent. She's not looking good. She's not doing good. And so, you know, the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because life still goes on for everybody, for me, for you, for professional athletes, movies, actors, actresses. I think at some point in time, you know, you almost look at people as caricatures. You know, a lot of people see me on the internet and, you know, they don't think that I'm really this real person. That you really like this? Geez, people meet me all the time in person at events and everything. You sound just like the guy on the podcast or on the videos. I'm like, yeah, that's because I am. Okay, I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I mean, whatever. You know, I'm just do what I do. You know, and you do what you do. The only difference is I've driven my stake into the ground and say I'm going to go try to make every day Saturday, and it's been pretty damn fun for the past 10 years. You know, not having a job, not having a boss, and you just get to experience life at a whole different level. But you still have adversity, and I say it all the time. You and I, we both get 168 hours in the week. But how we spend each hour is really important. And I've prepared, and Angela and I have prepared with each other, for each other, by each other for days like that last Friday when we're apart and our daughter's going through this surgery. So, you know, our daughter had the tracheotomy. I delivered, you know, what I thought was a great presentation in Orlando with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. But I'd be lying if I told you that my mind was not with my daughter. But I had an opportunity to share her story, as I've done now on stages since this all happened when my daughter was born, and I've been able to share her story. And I asked people, do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Because I'm going to talk about miracles, a lot of them today. Understand you're a miracle. Anybody that's born is a miracle, you know, but so many people discount what they've done or haven't done and get caught up in comparing themselves to other people. That's such bull crap, man. You know, I wanted to share the message of my daughter, Susan. And last Friday, in particular, in Orlando, I talked about her having a tracheotomy. And it sounds so damn scary, doesn't it? Like, you hear tracheotomy, and they're poking a hole in your throat and bypassing the trachea there. And it sounds scary. And, it, you know, it is surgery, but it's needed. And with medical science now, it's not that big of a deal. It just isn't that big of a deal. We start our trach care with our daughter learning how to, when she comes home, hopefully, God willing, she'll be home in the next week, 6 weeks or so, which is just amazing to think of. But she'll be home, and Angela and I will be the ones changing out her trach tube. I mean, literally, her passageway to life, her airway. We'll be the ones doing that after we learn how to do it from the medical team at Children's Hospital. And all of this stuff, I mean, a year ago, guys, December of last year, I was just kind of hanging out, you know. I was just gearing up my daily podcast and getting ready to rock and roll with it for 2014. And 2013 was coming to an end. I was kind of chilling, you know. Our kids were in 7th grade, 4th grade, 3rd grade. Now they're in 8th and whatever. God, what was it? 8th, 5th, 4th now. Whew. And I never thought I'd have another kid. Never. It wasn't even on the radar. But now we do. And now my whole world has changed upside down in a good way. Now I know what a neonatal unit is. Now I know what the NICU is. Now I know what all these different terms are. And now I know what it is to hold a 7-pound baby again and, you know, look into her eyes. And here's the stuff you miss that you don't even think about. When they were wheeling Susan off to surgery, Angela was with her last week, and she went down and accompanied her down to the, you know, they brought her into the operating room. Angela waited outside, but when the doctors and the whole staff came up to get Susan to transport her down to the operating room, they said, "Oh, do you want to give a, you want to give her a kiss?" And you know, Angela and nor I have ever kissed our baby girl on the lips for fear that we would pass germs onto her because she has no immune system. I mean, she was born at 24 weeks, still has no immune system. So you can't be an idiot, you know. You can't be passing germs onto your kid. So Angela gave her a little kiss on the head. But just that, think about that for a second. You've got this baby girl, you've had her for 16 weeks, and you've yet to feel your lips on her, on hers, or even her face, or even her cheek, you know? And it's those little things that you just long for, and you think about, and you're like, wow, isn't it going to be great when, you know, we can just kiss our daughter, you know? And so last Friday was very nerve-wracking. The surgery went great. Angela texted me as I was giving my presentation. When I give my presentation, I use some testimonial videos of people who have used my product and service. And while those videos are playing on the big screen, I have my phone right there, and nobody can see. It's not like I'm being rude and, you know, texting like a teenager. But I just checked the messages, and Angela was giving me updates, you know, if she had any news. And then finally, towards the end of the day, Susan was out of surgery. Everything went well. She did great. Trach tube is installed, and now we're off and running. So I flew back to Cincinnati Saturday, got back to the Advantage Rent-A-Car place, and drove the old Camry back, dropped it off, took the shuttle bus back to the Orlando airport, flew first class back. And the reason I say that is when you're traveling, you do how you do anything is how you do everything, right? So the difference between a first-class ticket and a coach ticket to Orlando was maybe $300. But the experience was worth $3,000 because my flight was at 1 o'clock flying back from Orlando. So I left the Hyatt, and I must say, I was kind of sad leaving the Hyatt because this place, oh, my God, Friday night. Let me tell you, the next show, I got to talk about Friday night, man. Friday night was pretty awesome, too. Let me end here, but I also want to just encourage you, all right, understand that challenge is going to happen in your life. You've got to stay focused, man. You got to stay focused. Last Friday was the single most difficult day of my life speaking because I've never had to muster the amount of courage and focus and just passion, just to stay laser focused, man, as I did because I knew my daughter was getting a tracheotomy and I was just, oh, I didn't block it out. I just almost like summoned her spirit and her and just everything, man. Oh, I feel that. It's that energy flowing from Ohio to Florida and me onto the stage for my baby girl. And you just sometimes, man, you just got to block everything out and summon everything you can just to get through that moment because you know what's waiting for you after that. If you can just make it through, the sun's going to come up the next day, you know, and maybe you need to hear this message right now. Maybe there's something, a trial, a tribulation, something right now in your life where you have to summons an incredible amount of energy and focus just to make it through. I'm telling you, just do it. Just do it. Don't block everything out and don't think about anything. Just stay right there in the moment. Be present in the moment because the sun's coming up. And I'll tell you, the experience you gain, you don't even realize the strength that you had until you get through that moment. All right. I'm going to talk about the trip home, wrapping it up. And a chance to see my daughter the next night when I landed was really amazing. So I'll see you on the next show. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.